Hello, and welcome to another episode of the How to Create a Great IT Strategy podcast. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the question, do you need consultants to make a great IT strategy? My answer is, it depends. So I've experienced probably all permutations of answers to this question of whether you need consultants to make a great IT strategy. I've been someone in an organisation involved in creating IT strategies. I've been someone in an organisation working with consultants in a positive way to create an IT strategy. I've been someone in an organisation watching consultants regurgitate my work to create an IT strategy. I've also been a consultant working with an IT organisation in a positive way to create an IT strategy. And I've also been a consultant working with a dysfunctional IT leadership team to create an IT strategy. The reason why I say it depends is because if you are person one, two or three in those five bullet points I've just listed, the answer really does depend on your own self-awareness as to where you are in terms of your maturity in approaching IT strategy. Scenarios where consultants can be useful in helping create an IT strategy are, number one, when the in-house IT leadership have lost the confidence of the executive or board. So in my experience, this scenario rarely pans out well for the incumbents. The best case scenario is the consultants work in a positive, collaborative way with the incumbent and deliver an IT strategy that their senior stakeholders are happy with and the incumbent can get on implementing. The risks, however, in this scenario are complete disempowerment and demotivation of the incumbent IT leader, or the IT leader feeling the IT leader sees the consultants as just parroting their strategy, getting the plaudits, taking a check and going away. I have seen this scenario work positively and help rejuvenate a flailing incumbent, but more commonly I've seen this scenario herald an inevitable and often imminent exit of the incumbent. Sometimes in this scenario, bringing in consultants to work on IT strategy is a sticking plaster over the fact that the wrong person may be in the IT leadership role. The second scenario bringing a consultant might be useful is sort of the reason why consultants exist. Bringing in outside perspective and expertise. So when this works well, consultants can bring their experience and skills from previous engagements to help their clients avoid costly pitfalls and mistakes, saving time and money. And that is the sort of main value proposition of consultants, isn't it? When this scenario doesn't work well is when consultants do a find and replace, and sometimes not even that, on slide decks and assets used from previous clients and apply them cookie cutter style to the new client. I've seen several big consultancies, and in my experience, it is the big consultancies that are more likely to do this, just due to their business model, I think, do this several times, and it's basically, you know, for want of a better term, white collar fraud that is enabled by both weak senior management within the client organisation, weak IT leadership, weak procurement processes, and of course the wrong incentives driving the wrong behaviours in the consultancy itself. So the third scenario where there may be value in getting external consultants is just a plain and simple lack of in-house resource. Creating a great IT strategy takes effort. Some IT leaders simply don't have the time to spare. Obviously, the proper solution is for the IT leader to have managed their IT organisation so that there is enough resource for strategy. But sometimes this just isn't the case. In this scenario, consultants can provide much needed capacity to do the necessary mobilisation, discovery, analysis and strategy creation. So trying to sort of sum things up really, I think honesty is really important here in order to be able to answer the question of whether consultants can help create a great IT strategy. So in order for an in-house IT leader to really answer the question, do you need consultants to make a great IT strategy, you need to be honest about the following things. Number one, do you understand the strategic context of your organisation and its place within its market? If not, do you have the capacity to understand it? Number two, do you have the resources available to you to create a great IT strategy? Number three, do you have the confidence of your senior stakeholders? Number four, do you have a sufficiently mature enough approach to strategy creation? Number five, have you successfully created and executed a strategy before? If you answer no to any of these questions, then using external consultants could be an option for you. However, I'd caution it is probably not the most effective option and should only be used as a last resort. Why? Well, let's run through those questions again. So, number one, if you are an IT leader and don't understand the strategic context of your organisation or have capacity to understand it, how are you going to do an effective job now? A good option before getting consultants in would be to reflect on your workload and priorities and delegate, defer or drop tasks that will provide space to be able to understand your strategic context. In the second scenario, similar to number one, your strategy is not a nice-to-have capability within an IT organisation. Lack of resource or time in this area highlights something wrong with the IT organisation or the IT leadership's priorities. Number three, as mentioned above, a lack of confidence in IT leadership is not likely to be improved by bringing in IT consultants. Number four, well, one way to turn this from a no to a yes is continuing to read these newsletters and sign up for my course when it's ready. Little plug there. And number five, I'd suggest this is the least important of the five questions. And number five, have you successfully created and executed a strategy before? I actually think this is the least important of the five. I've seen great IT strategies created by IT strategy novices. However, they definitely all answered yes to all of the previous four questions. So that's the end of this week's podcast episode. I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on the question, do you need consultants to make a great IT strategy? Please let me know either by commenting on my newsletter, which you can subscribe to at resage.substack.com, or at me on Twitter. That's sage_RE on Twitter. I've been Richard Sage. Thank you very much. Goodbye.